sleepyhead.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
Wait, what?
Everybody, listen up.
Welcome to The Drive.
Morning, morning, morning.
You're going to talk.
Get on the phone at 339-1140.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Jump in on our text line at 441140.
Everyone is talking about it. You must know that.
The Drive starts now.
Matt George will be in a half an hour to spin the wheel of punishment for losing his bet in the Kings-Laker game on Saturday. That's always fun.
Hey, what was he thinking on this one?
His bet was that LeBron James would not score more than 20 points in his first game against the Kings as a Laker.
Somebody on Twitter asked this, like, I'm as big of an optimist as anybody, but like, what were you thinking here? Like, what led you to this? And I have the same question. If the Kings had, like, a well-known, like, lockdown perimeter defender, mm-hmm. where Matt could have been like, yeah, I thought this guy was just going to lock him down and hold him to fewer than 20 points. Because this was like, fewer than 20 points, like, and a Kings win, because Matt is the blind optimist. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going, oh, the Kings are going to get smoked. LeBron's only going to play three quarters. And not have to try. So you know, in his mind,
right.
LeBron was going to score fewer than 20 in a Kings win.
What's funny is he was almost right. LeBron James shouldn't have been in the game that late and uh-huh. had exactly 20 points with, I want to say, like 4 or 3 minutes left. It was very late in the game. And he only had 20. Matt almost won this bet. And that would have been very weird.
Because that would have been, he would have been one and one.
Yeah.
But like a backwards 1-1, where the LeBron one didn't really work out for him.
Right.
But then the Marvin Bagley one, he lost, but, I mean, technically.
Yeah.
Bagley had a better debut.
Let me clean up some things here. We mentioned earlier, former Sacramento Kings scored 75 points over the weekend. That's Jimmer Fredette. Jimmer Fredette playing in China. 75 points on 24 of 34 from the field. 7 of 10 from the three-point line, and his team lost, I believe, to Beijing 137-136. Not because of Jimmer. Not because of Jimmer. 75 points. Old Jimmer Chamberlain. I have no reason, Kyle, other than just to have some fun here. I have in front of me, of the Power 5 conferences in college football, the best records in their last 13 conference games. This is just maybe the craziest stat I saw all weekend. You want to take a guess as to who's number one? Power 5 conferences, best conference record.
In their last how many conference games?
In their last 13. Let me say this. When I say best, there are four teams tied at 12-1.
Okay. Let's break this down.
And I'll bet you can get two for sure, maybe three.
Alabama
is correct. They are 12-1.
Georgia
is 11-2. Ah,
I think didn't they beat Alabama last year? Anyways, okay. Power five. 12-1. Mm-hmm. In their last
13.
Let's go with something stupid like Syracuse.
Syracuse, good guess, but wrong. I've got a
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is tied at 12-1. That is correct. Okay. You have Oklahoma and Alabama. You're missing one obvious one and one ridiculous one.
One obvious one.
Yeah. Yeah. College football.
Clemson.
Correct.
Right. 12-1. In the ACC, of course.
We need to move on because we'll spend all day.
We need
on
to
this.
Move on.
It's a Big Ten team. Big 12. Wait. Big Ten.
Yeah. Big Ten team. Is it Iowa?
No.
Wisconsin?
Nope.
Michigan?
Nope.
Ohio State?
Uh-uh.
No, don't let me. Minnesota?
Nope.
Maryland?
No.
Rutgers?
Uh-uh.
Rutgers. Mm-hmm. not Michigan State?
Nope.
Hang on. I'm going to get this.
You will.
No, I'm getting this.
Going down the list.
There's 12 Big Ten teams,
there are
right?
four teams tied at 12-1 in college football Power 5 conferences. Last 13
Iowa
conference
State?
Games. Wrong.
No, they're in the Big 12, huh?
Okay. I'm telling you, this is the silliest stat I saw all weekend.
And it's not Wisconsin.
Uh-uh. I feel like in the Big Ten, I could have 9 guesses. and still probably get it wrong.
I'm just running out of teams that are in the West Virginia.
Nope.
They're in the Big 12, huh?
Mountain Mama. Yeah, I'm not even correcting you on the conferences.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm just
fine.
Taking teams.
Penn State.
Nope.
Dang it. I'm running out of my Big Ten knowledge is getting exhausted here.
You want a hint?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's not Southeastern.
Northwestern?
Northwestern is 12-1 in their last 13 conference games. Tied for the lead in the power. That's exactly what I said. Northwestern is 12-1 in their last 13 conference games in the Big Ten.
If you had asked me to guess, if you had said, Kyle, I have this college football stat. Here are two things. Northwestern is the answer to one of them. Northwestern is 12-1 in their last 13 Big Ten games, or Northwestern is an FCS school. I would have been like, number two, please.
Sound good around the way. We actually should make this a segment, the water cooler segment, where you can have some stat that you just go to work with and just screw with people on. This would be one of them. We could call it Kyle's Water Cooler. Get Kyle a sponsor. Get him a water cooler sponsor. I love it. Northwestern, friends, is tied with Clemson, Alabama, and Oklahoma at 12-1.
Just going with my personal sensibilities, let's call it like Kyle's Coffee Corner.
Kyle's Avocado Pit. Just tweeted, by the way, remember when Dwayne Wade said all that about Carmelo Anthony? A guy named, Tim Reynolds. Tim Reynolds, not the Dave Matthews Tim Reynolds, but the Tim Reynolds that is an AP basketball writer. Said Melo deserves better than this, and Dwayne Wade did the thing where like he pointed down to the tweet.
Right.
Well, LeBron James just quote tweeted Dwayne Wade's quote tweet of the other guy's quote tweet and pointed down and said facts. Hashtag facts. On this day, a year ago, hours after tragedy struck the Marquise Goodwin family. Marquise Goodwin caught his first touchdown of the season in the Niners' first win of the year and collapsed in the end zone and was very emotional. That was a very special moment for Marquise, his family, and the 49ers. That was a year ago tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. And
against the Giants, too. Wow, that's cool.
And to no one's surprise, Adam Schefter reporting, Cooper Kupp has torn his ACL and is out for the year. That is obviously unfortunate for Cooper Kupp and really, really, really unfortunate for the Rams as well. So you asked a question before we went to break, which was, do I think if the Kings made a move for Andrew Wiggins, who may now be even more gettable with Robert Covington coming to the Timberwolves, and Wiggins makes 25, 25, 27, 29, and 31 million over the next four and a half years. They maxed him out. Is that the best use of the Kings' money based on who they could realistically get?
Realistically get.
So here's where that's a complicated question. What does realistically get mean? I know what it means, but let me define it when it comes to the Sacramento Kings. There is no precedent. There is no true precedent for the Kings getting A-list free agents. None. Vlade Divac is the best free agent they've ever signed. George Hill was the most expensive free agent they've ever signed. That's unless you're counting Brad Miller, and that was a different scenario. I don't have a lot of trust in the Kings getting free agents. I never have, and I've learned from that. But they're a better team this year, we think. They may be an attractive option for players much more than they've been over the last decade plus. So are we going by history with the Kings, or are we rewriting history with the Kings?
I think you have to go by history, because we can't rewrite that history until it's
rewritten.
Right.
Okay. But to your point, if you spend the money in advance, if you make a move, then you don't have the opportunity to rewrite that history because you don't have the money.
That's true.
And the Kings have money, and they're counting on having money this summer, but so will a lot of other teams. Right now, the Kings are in a unique position where they are the only team in the NBA with a significant amount of money to accept, to absorb a contract.
Okay, so here's where, if you're talking about adding players, so you're effectively saying they're going to have money to max a player that another team might not want to.
Correct.
A player like Andrew Wiggins?
Well, Wiggins is already maxed.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You're saying a player of his caliber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a better player that they're going to say, hey, you know what? That no other team's going to give you a max contract. We'll give you a max contract to come here.
It should be noted that Zach Randolph, Iman Shumpert, Kosta Koufos, at least according to Hoops Hype, and Ben McLemore will all come off the books next year, and that is approximately 22, 23, 31, 36. It's about $37 million that comes off the books next year. Again, according to Hoops, I mean, it's not always accurate because they don't include everything. They've got about $46 million committed to next year, which gives them somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 to $50 million to play with this summer.
And they can't give that all to one guy.
No, they cannot. But we saw last summer, and we've seen many, and the Kings have had money available before. And then other teams have money available, and the Kings go, okay, well, let's get George Hill. And no offense to these players, by the way, let's get Zach and Vince Carter. And there was purposes behind it. I understand that. I'm not ripping those moves. Even the George Hill move, I'm not ripping. We loved that move when it was made.
I came across a file on my computer the other day that I made after they signed him that was Kings of the Hill. And I took the King of the Hill thing where it's the four guys standing in front of the fence,
right,
and I photoshopped four different kings on there.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I put it on the internet. It got good retweets.
Did it? Got a lot of retweets, did you? Well, Kitty. Let's look at the power, the small forwards, which we can agree is their position of need.
Right.
By the way, if they keep Willie Cauley-Stein, which I still don't think they're going to. They're not getting Kevin Durant. Okay. Kawhi Leonard would be a dream. That's almost certainly not happening, and I don't know that you want to save money to chance that. Chris Middleton's interesting. Milwaukee Bucks, player option. He's having a great year, and that team's having a great year. I don't see Chris Middleton leaving the Bucks.
Okay, but let's say you can have Andrew Wiggins,
mm-hmm,
or you can offer Chris Middleton a max contract. That's my whole thing here.
Yeah.
Is like, if you're paying Andrew Wiggins that money, is there another player you're going to get for that?
I would probably.
Because if it's a player that is going to get a max deal somewhere,
mm-hmm,
that means they're probably going to get it from multiple teams, not
sure,
just the Kings.
Sure.
And history has shown the Kings aren't going to be the choice.
Correct.
So you're going to have to overpay with that deal. So what player is worth overpaying? I think if you're going to overpay a guy like Chris Middleton, you're fine doing it for Andrew Wiggins.
I think Chris Middleton right now is a better player than Andrew Wiggins, at least statistically.
Okay.
But Chris Middleton's also 27 years old. And he'll be 28 right, going into next year. And do you really want
Andrew
to
Wiggins is what, 23?
I think, yeah. He's very young.
Even that old.
He might be 22.
Andrew Wiggins is 23, turns 24 in February.
Harrison Barnes will be available.
I'm going to speak for the Kings here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Are you speaking as a Warrior fan?
I'm all the way out on Harrison Barnes. Yeah. Hey, but okay, really, let's forget the 2060 Finals for a second. Harrison Barnes is the kind of player that if like he's just sitting there late in free agency and is not getting a deal, and the Kings want to overpay him a little bit, he would be a really nice fit. Does his job, super smart dude. Plays with a super high basketball IQ. Can run, he plays defense, he shoots threes. But you can't max a guy like Harrison Barnes out.
Then the other three, and these are the three that I think are actually perhaps the most doable. These might be the most likely, either through free agency or in a couple cases trade. Kelly Oubre will be a restricted free agent with the Washington Wizards. Bojan Bogdanovic will be an unrestricted free agent with the Pacers. And I think he's a very attractive option to our front office. Plus, how amazing would it be, as we've said before, to have Bojan and Bogdan Bogdanovic?
Nope.
I love the idea. Bogey and Boye. I don't know how they
what
do
if,
it.
And then you could get Jerry Ann and Jeremy Grant.
Oh, my God. It'd be fantastic.
And you could just get real weird.
Oh. I think if you told me that of all the players that we've mentioned so far, one of them will be a Sacramento King next year, I would probably bet on Bojan Bogdanović. That doesn't mean I think that's who it's going to be. I'm saying of all the players that we've talked about so far.
Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre.
Fake Bogey and who?
Kelly Oubre, not Bogey. you're talking about the guys we mentioned earlier, Chris Middleton. Harrison.
You said there were three.
Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I know what you're talking about. Okay, I said there are three, and two of them would probably – so Kelly Oubre is a restricted free agent.
Uh-huh.
Bojan Bogdanović is an unrestricted free agent. Otto Porter is not a free agent at all. I'm looking at Oubre, and I'm looking at Otto Porter for similar reasons. Washington is falling apart right now, and I'm not necessarily sure that they are very happy with what they've got. I don't think Beal
So you'd have to trade for Otto Porter?
You'd have to trade for Otto Porter.
Would you rather trade for Otto Porter or Andrew Wiggins?
Otto Porter. Because I think, although, and this is where it gets difficult with Andrew Wiggins, I think that Andrew Wiggins has a higher ceiling than Otto Porter. But ceiling schmeeling, you've got to get to the floor first. And I think a guy like Otto Porter is your prototypical 3-and-D small forward, which is what the Kings need. I think Andrew Wiggins being fast, Andrew Wiggins dunking the ball, his amazing athleticism, that's all super-duper attractive. But that's not what the Kings need the most. They're scoring the ball just fine. They do need some defense. They do need a guy that they can put on other guys and stop them, or at least slow them down. Otto Porter is the type of guy that can do that.
Okay. That's fair.
But.
Hey, I'll buy that.
Buying or selling. But your question was, could they spend the money better, realistically? I think if they have an opportunity to get Andrew Wiggins, they grab Andrew Wiggins. I think Andrew Wiggins is 23 years old, and he's a young 23, as you said. He won't be, 24 until February. I think there are a lot of things about his game that scare me a lot. You also have to allow for the fact that he's playing in Thibodeau's system, playing for Tom Thibodeau, who I think most players dislike playing for, and
right.
He's been in the middle of a drama cyclone all year long. I think worst-case scenario, you bring him in, he doesn't do what you need to do, and he ends up being one of those guys that you absorb some of his salary or you take on other salaries. And you get. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy, and this is very important, he doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's going to come in here and disrupt things in the locker room at all. And, you know, his nickname's Maple Jordan for a reason. He's a Canadian, and I think it's one of those things not to stereotype Canadians, but he also doesn't strike me as a guy that yearns for the big city, and I also think that that's important when you're playing in Sacramento.
My buddy Streaker called him Tim Hortonway Jr.
That's pretty funny.
I thought that was really funny. He seems like the type of player, because he's only played for Tom Thibodeau, really played for Tom Thibodeau, that would come into Sacramento and all the athleticism and stuff that we've seen flashes of would really be on display.
Yep.
And his ability to score in multiple places would really be put to use for the first time. Right. I feel like Tom Thibodeau, like on purpose, is like, nope, none of that. I don't know. I just think he would thrive here. But as you mentioned earlier, scoring is not the Kings' problem. And if you can find somewhere close to an elite perimeter defender, I think that is a game changer.
I don't know that for the dollar, Kelly Oubre is not the right move, because I don't think Kelly Oubre is a max guy.
Kelly Oubre is not old either.
No. I think Kelly Oubre is the type of guy that you might be able to get.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre is 22.
Yeah.
Turns 23 in December.
I don't think he's a max guy, but he's also, and here's the thing, he's also a restricted free agent with the Wizards, which is why I could see them trying to move a guy like Otto Porter and saying, hey, we can get Oubre cheaper. We can get out from under Porter's contract, get him out of here, and mix some things up a little bit.
Sure.
I don't think they're getting rid of Wall or Beal, not unless it's a blockbuster.
No.
It is interesting, man.
And the Kings already have a better version of John Wall, so.
Well, I mean, gosh, John Wall looks, I don't know what the hell is going on with John Wall. John Wall.
Looks like he ate Bradley Beal.
Looks like he ate John Wall. All right, so that's interesting. That's interesting when we talk about that and the fact that I still am partially convinced the Kings, because of the fact that they're a little more attractive, because of the fact that you see this with teams all the time. Maybe they – listen, if this team is still 500 at the end of this month, I would turn the odds of Vlade trying to get an impact player in here from right now maybe 30-40% to 70 or 80%.
Yeah.
If they sniff
– take them over the hump.
If they sniff the ability to hit 500 or hit an 8 seed, I do think they'll make that move. Now, the question I keep getting and you keep getting is, well, what do you give up for Wiggins? And here's what's important. One thing that drives me crazy is when fans of teams, especially ours, say, we'll give up Costa, Zach, Ben McLemore for Kevin Durant.
Second-round pick.
Right. But that being said, Kyle Madsen, I will say this. In this particular scenario, that is exactly what I would offer the Minnesota Timberwolves and say, take it or leave it. I would do something like Costa, Zach, Ben McLemore. I would probably throw in some of that treasure trove of second-round picks and basically say this. Hey, guys, listen. You're not getting talent for talent. You're absolutely not getting talent for talent when it comes to Andrew Wiggins. But you're also underneath 4.5 more years of the guy making between $25 and $30 million a year, and you don't know what he is. If you want to make a move and you want to free things up, here's exactly what we're going to do for you. We're going to throw you a ton of cap relief. We're going to throw you these guys that are all coming off the books next year. Randolph makes 11.7, let's call it 12. I'd throw Iman Shumpert in there, especially if Wiggins is going to play that role. Now you've given him $23 million. You've just about matched. And then if you want to throw in Costa Kufis on top of that, you've now given them $31 million, and if you want, you can throw in Ben McLemore and give them $36, $37 million and take back Luol Deng and his contract. That's fine. We're going to give you all the cap space you need this summer. We're going to take two huge contracts off of you, and we're going to give you a couple of second-round picks on top of that. And you give us Andrew Wiggins. It's basically a cap relief move. And the ability to not trade Andrew Wiggins for that collection of guys, but trade in Minnesota's mind and Tom Thibodeau's mind, coach, you're trading Andrew Wiggins for whoever you think you can go out and sign for $25 to $30 million that you're going to have this summer that you didn't have before. You put Covington at the three. You've got Karl Anthony Towns as part of your core, along with Covington and Saric. You go out and you spend that $25, $30 million either on one superstar or you get yourself a couple more players if you don't think Wiggins is a guy to take you to the promised land. And I think that deal could very well be there. So this is the one time where I'm going to say, yeah, I would take the poo-poo platter, as you call it, no offense to any of those current players, and trade it for a guy like Wiggins. And I think that deal could be there.
I think you build that trade in the trade machine,
mm-hmm.
and it works, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's Wiggins and Deng for Randolph, Shumpert, Kufus, McLemore, and some picks.
Yeah, and you probably get you throw in a pick or two. And there are probably people laughing.
And I think you screen cap the trade machine, email it. That's a power move.
That is a power move. What about putting it on a billboard in Minnesota?
Putting the screen cap on a billboard
in
Minnesota?
Yeah, just say, hey, Tibbs.
That's really smart.
Look outside your office, Holmes.
Make the subject of the email, hey, check this out, LOL. Now he thinks it's funny, but it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's called reality, dude.
And have Vlade call him Tibbs. Don't say, hey, Tom, just Tibbs,
Have him call him Fibs.
C attached.
By the way, for those of you asking, Luol Deng, somebody said on the text line, if we take Deng's contract, it's got to be a first included to you. That contract is trash. Luol Deng makes $2.4 million this year and is an expiring contract.
What?
I think what's happening is I think I mixed up and I think the texter mixed up Luol Deng and Gorgui Jang. And Jang is making $15, $16, and $17 million.
Oh, that's a...
And that's a total.
You meant Jang, right?
I meant Jang, and I said Deng. I meant Gorgui Jang. I said Luol Deng.
Okay.
But I meant Gorgui Jang, and I think that's what the tester meant too. Interesting conversation. I'll talk to Vlade after the show. We'll see what happens. But once again, you either draft or you trade for talent in Sacramento. Not often do you get superstar talent. In fact, never, that willingly comes here. That's the world we're working in. We'll take a break. When we come back, Matt George is going to spin the wheel of punishments. He's in his blind optimist jersey and hat.
It's in the building.
We'll see what it lands on, as it just landed on Twitter Takeover. God, please be something like that. I'm very excited. Drives back in a couple. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Here we go. The drive continues now.
Matt George is in studio. That still counts. All guests brought to you via Fire Wings, 21 different flavors to choose from. Firewings.com. Just wing it. Kyle, am I doing something wrong here, or is the folder that has the Lakers highlights, such as they were, empty? I have no highlights, which is fine. If somebody went in and erased them all, I'm fine with that.
No highlights, it didn't happen.
No highlights, it didn't happen.
I'm clean.
Well, you know what? Since I'll tell you this much. I don't want to I wouldn't want to play any Laker highlights anyways. Kings highlights versus the Lakers, obviously. So I'm gonna re-rack a highlight from the Minnesota game.
Troy Williams with the inbounds to Fox. Fox wiggles around a screen from Costa. Off the bounce, pulls up, 20-footer, too strong. Back tap by Costa. Chased down by the ever-hustling Troy Williams. To Bielitsa for a 30-foot three, and he hits the triple. Oh, my! There's your Petkus Brothers moment of the game.
The Petkus Brothers moment of the game, the spectacular backyard you've always wanted with a beautiful Petkus Brothers patio or sunroom. Best price, best value, guaranteed every day. Hey, what's that? Yep, it's Petkus Brothers. All right, fantastic. Hello, Matt George.
Hello.
Oh, I'm looking at the monitors right now. You got Matt George holding a poo emoji, a crying Jordan, and we've got the Wheel of Punishment. So for those of you, first off, who aren't familiar, you can watch all this as we simulcast all our shows at khdk.com. Just go to the top of the screen if you're on a desktop. Go to the middle of the screen, scroll down a little bit if you are on a phone or tablet, okay? And you'll see Matt in all his glory. You're wearing your...
Optimism jersey.
You're also wearing your Kings Media Pass.
Because my other badge is on the other end of it.
Matt George and I went back and forth about Matt's blind optimism over the summer, and we've turned it into a bit for the show. Matt has a number of bets, and you can check these out at khdk.com. And look, it's Vanna Madsen rolling in here to do the wheel thing. This is weird. This is weird having Kyle in here. I don't like this.
The show goes wrong.
I don't like this at all.
I've never been this close to you in my life.
That's actually very true. You've sat in this chair before, though. Yeah, don't. Wow, he's touching me. That is so weird. All of a sudden, I feel like my student loan debt just went up. So here's the deal. Matt made the Blind Optimist Challenge. And he has a number of bets throughout the year that he has made. Overall, it's been a good season for him. I mean, they're still above 500.
7-6.
But Matt's bets are absolutely blindy and optimisty.
0-2.
His first bet was that Marvin Bagley would have more points on opening night than Luka Doncic.
Yep.
And that did not work out.
Thanks, Dave Yeager.
So on Saturday, against the Lakers, his second bet of the year was that LeBron James would not score more than 20 points. And if it wasn't for Luke Waltoning, LeBron James actually had 20 points with somewhere around 3 minutes left. And it looked like I was sitting there and I was watching the game with the wife. And I actually thought, oh, my God, the bet was more than 20 points. He's got exactly 20. He's not getting back in the game.
Wait, Dave, you weren't at the arena for Kings versus Lakers to support your Kings?
You'll never see me at the – well, I shouldn't say never. You won't see me at the arena for Lakers games, and you usually will never see me at the arena for Warriors games. Had I been at the arena
– fight?
Yeah. Had I been at the, and not being Billy Badass, but had I been at that arena that night, and I walked by the NBC Sports California backdrop and I saw those Laker fans, I recognize that I don't have the temperament to deal with it. It's miserable for me. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Either way, LeBron James ends up with 25 points. Matt, you've lost your second Blind Optimist Challenge. We've created a wheel that has all kinds of things on here, from a photo shoot where we get to dress you and tell you how to pose, to Matt George karaoke right here on this show. Let's see. You'd have to shave whatever that is on your face. I think it's a beard. We've already done the Ice Bucket Challenge. Twitter Takeover, where we take over your Twitter for a day. Sandwich board that you would have to wear in front of Golden 1 Center before a game with a message we put on there. My personal perhaps favorite is you'd have to dye your hair. And there's
wife
a few
doesn't
others.
Like that one.
Well, you know, sorry. I mean, your husband make these bets, you know. And then Turd Ferguson. Turd Ferguson, which either on Matt's Traffic or probably his high school show that he does every Friday with Charles D. Hamilton.
Our last one is this week, so.
Ooh, so there you go. We would pick a shift for Matt, and then you would have to use the name we give you. The leader in the clubhouse right now is Weatherford McTuttles. Would have to be your name each and every day.
I like that.
We do have a mystery spot, and Kyle and I have figured out a mystery punishment for you.
I don't like that.
Oh, it's not that bad, but it's pretty funny to us, and really that's what matters is entertaining Matt or Kyle and I. Would you like to spin the wheel?
Yes.
Do you have anything to say for yourself, Matt, before you spin the wheel?
I thought I was going to backdoor my way into it. Yeah. I really thought I did. He had 20 points, and we were only, what, 8 minutes left? And Walton brought him back into the game?
Yeah, I thought it was later than that, but yeah, maybe.
And then they subbed him back out at like the two-minute mark just to add insult to injury. And he did it at the line, too,
of
all places.
That's where he got his 21st point.
And he had to do it at the line. So. Yep. And then he missed the second free throw just a bit.
He has been terrible from the line this year. In clutch moments. In fact, I put a stat down over the weekend. I know I have it. Yes. Oh, we have 1 minute? Oh, dude, we're so going long. I'm sorry. Let me find this here. LeBron James from the line in clutch moments this year. Kyle, do you think he's been good or not? You can't turn your mic on? Oh, it's not on? Well, then screw you, Kyle. Here's the good.
Join me. I've seen the stat, and it's bad.
LeBron James is 1 of 6 from the free throw line in the final minute of a one-possession game this season and has the most misses by any player. So you were – that wasn't the exact situation, but he's been terrible in the fourth quarter with free throws.
Damn it.
Spin the wheel, Matt.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. I would say good luck, but
– I'm actually – it's like knowing the Ice Bucket Challenge was the last one felt better. This is actually nerve-wracking.
And if you land on Ice Bucket Challenge, we will spin – oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
That is fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we have for you a Twitter takeover. Yes, yes,
right
yes. A Twitter takeover. How excited are we? That means
I don't have a Twitter.
We get to
deleted
for 24 hours.
Nope.
We take over Matt George's Twitter. That includes his screen name, his picture, his background, and every tweet he sends out. Now, obviously, we're not going to tweet anything that gets Matt fired.
Just borderline.
But certainly, we're going to talk a lot about out-of-town podcasts that Matt George has appeared on and so much more.
Remember, we just had a meeting about social media.
A social meeting. Thank you. Yeah, we'll be
So when does that start? Are we executing that from midnight tonight all the way through midnight tomorrow?
I'm gonna lean on a fellow co-conspirator Kyle Madsen. Young Matthew has asked when the Twitter takeover happens.
Is it from the end of this show to the end of next show?
I kind of feel like it should be on a game day.
Yeah, it is a game day. Are we thinking next game day? We get to have it for the whole...
The reason I would like it to be bad. The next game day is that I would like some time...
Oh, I need... Yeah.
...to not only prepare our tweets, but also take requests...
Correct, yes.
...from the audience.
I think a lot of selfies of you and I need to go up.
A lot of selfies of us, a lot of out-of-town podcasts, a lot of super angry arguments about stuff, and a lot of... We should have picked Luka Doncic.
Ooh.
A lot of we should have picked Luka Doncic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Maybe Matt's going to – you know what? Maybe –
if
maybe,
my follower count goes up, I'm going to be thrilled.
Maybe Bizarro Matt George is going to start calling for people's heads.
We can – because of the way Twitter works, if we're both logged in, like you on your phone and me on mine – I'll just, if there's a Warriors game that night, I'll live tweet the Dubs game.
I will say this, Matt, a couple of things of advice. Number one, I would erase all those direct messages. You know what I'm talking about. And number two.
Sorry, Beyonce.
And number two, I would also change your Twitter password now just to whatever you don't normally use.
Cookies,
give us our give us that password, right, and then go back to your old password when we're done.
Hey, because guaranteed Dave is going to try the password the next day.
Oh, 100%. And let me tell you something. If it's Moana 6969, that you need to get a new password.
Dude, stop giving out my password.
Oh, whoa, sorry.
That's gross.
We'll take a break. A
kids movie.
When we come back. What?
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Hey, is very phallic.
I've never seen Moana, and you guys are ruining it for me.
Tremendous.
And I feel like this segment is going downhill. When we come back, we will do what's on tap. Okay, right now, do you want to take a different? I'll give you a one-time chance.
Yes, I do.
That was way too late. Would have been photo shoot. We're back in a second. Thank you, Matt George, Sports 1140.
I want it now.
KHTK, that's what she said.
It's the end of the show, but it's the start of your workday. For a cold one, it's What's on Tap. Here's What's on Tap.
New York football Giants visit Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. Monday Night Football, 5:15. I need 9 fantasy points out of Robbie Gould. I hate the weeks when you're number two in scoring offense in your fantasy league and you're playing the number one team. It's so lame. So much of fantasy football is just luck of the draw. I know I'm losing tonight.
I lost to the champ this week.
Did you?
Yeah, because I sat LeSean McCoy over and played Adrian Peterson.
Oh, is this in our league?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's in a different league.
Oh, I got you. Thanks. Yeah. I'd like to thank Matt George, by the way. I had him shut out. It was 71-0 going into the afternoon games because he played A.J. Green, who was out. And I believe he left another wide receiver spot open. It was just empty.
Oof.
Doesn't that bother you when – I mean, I like getting a win and all that, but I don't like when people forget their team.
It's like in slow pitch when a team has like 8 guys.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
No. Stop it. And, of course, the Sacramento Kings look for another home win. Would this be 2 in a row, Kyle, after beating the Timberwolves? They beat the Spurs tonight.
Yeah, 2 home wins in a row.
2 home wins in a row. That's right. Beat the Timberwolves.
By the way, do we need real thing here? Do we need to play the Lakers Pekus?
Do we have it?
Deuce sent it.
I'd love to play it. Absolutely, okay. I'd absolutely love to play that one because that will be a Kings highlight.
Right,
as a matter of fact,
here you go. Let me
please.
Let me get that fired up for you. Here you go.
By all means. Driving,
leaves his feet, makes a pass, is stolen by Bogdanovich. He's got a breakaway coming up. Bogey hammers it with a right hand. He didn't leave any element of doubt that time. He didn't try to finesse it. Here's another midcourt steal. Pauly Stein, he drives. He spikes it home with a right hand. Back-to-back steals and thunder dunks. First by Bogdanovich, then by Willie Cauley Stein. Let's make that your Pekus Brothers moment of the game.
All right, that is your Pekus Brothers moment of the game. Spectacular backyards that you've always wanted. A beautiful Pekus Brothers patio or sunroom. The best price, best value, guaranteed every day. Hey, what's that? Oh, it's Pekus Brothers.
Yeah, it is. I was wondering who that was.
That's 7 o'clock tonight right here on the Sporty 1140. The 7-4 Spurs take on the 7-6 Sacramento Kings. Kyle, after this game, I'm going to ask you a question.
After the game, you'll ask me a question?
I'm going to wait until after the game, then I'm going to call Perfect. You on the telephone. I'm going to ask you a question, and I understand you're very aware of the market you're in. One of the things I do love about you is, though, you are a diehard Warriors fan, and I hate you for that.
That's fine.
You're very fair. Very fair. And I think I know there's a part of you that roots for the Kings. They play San Antonio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Memphis and Houston on the road. Memphis is currently a Western Conference playoff team. Houston will be. Then they come home. Then they come home and play Oklahoma City, who they beat, but is playing much better now.
So at Memphis, at Houston, home against OKC.
Then at Utah, at Golden State, home Utah, home LA, home Indiana. And that finishes out your November. In fact, the Clippers are Indiana's December 1st. So here is my question. Here's my question. Are these the final hours of the Sacramento Kings being above 500 for the 2018-19 season?
Yeah, I think so.
I agree.
But I think what that stretch is going to show us, maybe they don't win a bunch of those games, but I think they hang in there and win a couple that we're not expecting them to win. I think they're going to be closer to 500 than it appears they will be.
I have adjusted my season prediction just so people don't think we're being super pessimists. I think Matt George is going to win the bet he made where he said the Kings will have more wins this year than they ever had in the DeMarcus Cousins era, which I believe was 33. I think I've adjusted from 25 wins to 35 wins, somewhere in the 30 to 35 range. I won't put it directly on 35, but I've moved from 25 to 30 to 30 to 35 this year.
Considering they already have plus four in the win column than what you thought they'd have in the first 20 games.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. So, but they are 7-6 now, and I'm not exactly confident about tonight's game. I will say it again. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really would love to be wrong. But you got to go on the record one way or the other.
The more I'm going to say this is the what'd you say, the final hours of them being above 500?
Yeah.
I will say that with the caveat of even if they finish the month below 500, let's say they finish the month, how many games do they have left?
So the Kings right now are 7-6. We are on November 12th. So the Kings right now have the Spurs tonight. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more games left in November.
So if they go 3-5, they'd be 10-11. If they go 3-5 in those games, it's not impossible for them to go back over 500.
I completely agree with you. If they are within spitting, they're going to be within spitting distance of 500, barring a calamity.
Right.
But if they're in spitting distance, and always a caveat's health.
Yeah.
But if they're right there at 500, then you get into Phoenix, Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota again, Dallas, Minnesota, OKC, Memphis.
Ton of winnable games.
Ton of winnable games in the month of December.
Hey, come see the top 10 nationally ranked UC Davis take on a rival Sac State in the Causeway Classic this Saturday. Do not miss your chance to see this heated rivalry, as there are only a few tickets remaining. Kickoff is at 12 p.m. That's noon at UC Davis. Get your tickets at ucdavisaggies.com.
The Jets, according to sources, unlikely to fire Todd Bowles this season. The New Orleans Saints with Dez Bryant rupturing his Achilles have signed Brandon Marshall to take that spot. Cooper Kupp is out for the year with an ACL tear. And how about this, Kyle? As we close out today, our Veterans Day, let me just give a shout out to Thelma and Bill Swisher. No relation that I know of to Nick. Thelma and Bill Swisher are both U.S. Navy veterans. They are married. They met during World War II. They've been married for 72 years.
Jeez. That's awesome.
A happy and blessed Veterans Day to all of you. Thank you so much to all that served, that are serving, and that will serve.
Yeah, we appreciate you all. Hey,
yeah.
We're giving away some Fleetwood Mac tickets. You can get a pair of tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the Golden One Center on November 23rd. Get more info at khtk.com. All KHTK giveaways are powered by RosevilleAutoMall.com.
I'm going to take Rhiannon into that one. For Matt George, I'm Carmichael Dave. Kyle Madsen was here, too. Eunice was awesome. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Jim Rome is next. Go Kings, and enjoy the rest of your broadcast day on Sports 1140 KHTK. Bye. Bye. Now.